Hi, Chairman. Just two initial questions.
You might want to pick the microphone up and put it closer to you. I felt sorry for you leaning over that way.
Yeah, look, I'm probably your tallest and your smallest shareholder. I don't own many shares. But my first two questions are, has Hardie's considered the issue of a name change? And have you costed it? Given all the legacy issues and all the publicity, and we're going to have a bunch more bad publicity, I would have thought that it would be a sensible move to start afresh. And, have you costed it? Is it too expensive? And how important is the brand in the US versus here, et cetera, et cetera? So some comments on that, please. And I think it's note 13 in the accounts. 804 talks about the ASIC proceedings and some of the directors having made claims for the company to cover their legal bills as they are proceeding so far. Could you give us some more detail on that? Only a couple have actually made claims? Are any of the directors that are facing these proceedings covering the costs themselves? Have they taken that decision? And how many so far have made claims? And how much have we actually paid out to these directors thus far?
I understand both questions. And first, and I'll kind of repeat the question to make sure I have it if I don't speak up. In terms of the first question, the Hardie name, considered a name change because of all the legacy issues, et cetera, I'm going to ask Lewis to answer that question because I haven't been here long enough to know if they ever considered it. I'll give you my, off the top, my own personal judgment based upon my own experience. The Hardie name is one of the more valuable assets this company has, period, full stop. It may have some issues associated with it, but it is also one of the more valuable assets this company has. In the United States, for example, a lot of my family background is in the lumber and construction business, and this is not known as fiber cement. It's known as Hardie board, regardless of who makes it. So it is such a valuable issue, I would doubt very much that somebody would consider that. But even with that kind of a setup, I'll ask Lewis, has that really come up, or any comments you might have on that?
I would say it was considered just briefly back in whatever it was, 2004, 2005, when we were in the middle of the asbestos resolution, putting the new fund in place in Australia, but we haven't done any real work on it. I would agree with Mike's view. I think James Hardie is a very good Hardie company, not only in the U.S., but in Australia, New Zealand, and the rest of the countries we participate in. So we don't think there is any shareholder value in changing the name of the company, so we would not consider it.
The second question is about ASIC proceedings, and the question was, are any of the former independent directors funding their own defense, or are we funding it, and how's the cost and all that? The basic answer to that, I'll give you a very broad answer. I'm going to ask Rob Cox, our secretary, to give you a more specific answer. Is none of the directors are funding it directly out of their pocket themselves. The majority, I think, are being funded by an insurance company that it was set up, as part of a normal D&O insurance issue, et cetera, and I ask you to give some specifics on that.
Thanks, Mike. As with most publicly listed companies, our directors are covered by indemnification agreements, and the company has obligation to indemnify and advance funds to them, and the former directors under the ASIC proceedings have such indemnification and are being advanced funds in connection with their defense costs for the ASIC proceedings. In the most current quarter, the ASIC proceeding costs overall for the company have been on the order of $1.5 million. And as Lewis indicated, the ASIC case is proceeding toward trial at the end of September, and so those costs will be continuing.
And I think it's correct to say, Rob, that if in any case a director is found guilty, per se, then we don't have any obligation to that director at that
they're,
point.
They're under some circumstances, depending on the findings in the case, where the director would be required to repay
right. My
amounts advanced under the indemnification.
Which is a very contract. Normal situation in both cases. Any other questions?